Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Erik Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the tip of a Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Erik.
Hello, welcome back to LightningInsider.com, the podcast version. Erik Erlandson here from LightningInsider.com. A couple of days off over the weekend. Apologize for the absence of any updates. Sometimes the schedule just catches up with you and you have to make cost-cutting decisions or sleep decisions involved. So apologize for the lack of anything over the weekend. But coming at you now after a 4-1 victory for Tampa Bay over the New Jersey Devils. This oddity of a two-game set against the same team in the same city. I say oddity. We're not used to it, but we've seen it in the past, specifically coming out of the COVID situation where, you know, they were playing two-game sets a lot of times between opponents. We even saw a three-game set at one point between the Lightning and the Blackhawks in that 2021 shortened season there. And I think that the idea kind of stemmed from this a little bit. This is not the first time it's happened this season. It's certainly the first for Tampa Bay. But we've seen a couple other teams do this. And not just the home and homes. We certainly do see home and homes in the NHL where you play the same opponent in, you know, each team's home arena for a back-to-back set. But this one in particular, I like this idea in some ways. Usually, maybe against division opponents, it would kind of make more sense because of the number of games that, you know, there's more games against your divisional opponent as opposed to, you know, conference opponents in this case. But it is a conference opponent, so first of two straight against New Jersey at Prudential Center. It will be interesting to see how Thursday's game goes here a little bit. And, you know, the coaching staff for both teams has some experience in this because of the COVID schedules. So we'll see how it goes. But for this one here, first, Steven Stamkos sat out the game. He's listed as day-to-day with a lower body injury, which comes out of Sunday's game. Obviously, he got the scare and put the scare in a lot of people from Saturday's game with the little flex of the leg as he was slowly off the ice. But he was back in the lineup the next night, and he took a puck off that same leg in an area and was not in the game tonight. Team simply saying day-to-day, won't say anything about his availability for Thursday's game against the Devils. So minus Steven Stamkos, you know, the Lightning played one of their better games that they have played in a while, specifically the final two periods of this game. You know, the first period, we saw some of the habits that's kind of plagued this team a little bit the last little while, specifically the bakery in the defensive zone, because there's just too many turnovers taking place for Tampa Bay, and they're turning pucks over into bad areas. There were two bad turnovers right in the middle of the ice that led directly to grade A scoring chances for the Devils, and fortunately Andre Vasilevskiy was able to come up with a save on both of those occasions. But there were a couple of turning points in this game, and the first was, you know, Tampa Bay's down 1-0 5 minutes into the game, and the Devils, yeah, it was a good start for Tampa Bay, but the Devils started to, you know, find their game a little bit, find their groove, show who they are, because they're a really good team this season. And they looked like they went up 2-0, shot from Ryan Graves, that Tampa Bay challenge for goalie interference. And, you know, coming out of Sunday's game against Winnipeg, they initiated a coach's talent challenge for goalie interference, which put Tampa Bay down 3-1 in that game against the Jets. And the difference between these two here, because there was contact made with Andre Vasilevsky on both, there's no saying that there wasn't anything other than contact. The difference being, and the explanation from the league, specifically from Sunday's game, was that because it was a rebound opportunity, that the goaltender interference does not come into play. So that's why that goal was allowed to stand. Obviously, Tampa Bay scored shorthanded to make it 3-2. Actually worked out in their favor after they lost the challenge. This one on Tuesday against the Devils, it felt like interference all the way. And here's the difference. First, there was no rebound shot, right? So this was a clean, clear shot that went into the net. But what made it goalie interference, what crossed the threshold, and it was actually a pretty quick review for goalie interference, because let's face it, sometimes we flip a coin on what we think, and sometimes it differs from the league's interpretation of it and the referee's interpretation of it when they go back and watch it on replay. The difference in this one stems from Thomas Tatar, who's the guilty party here for creating the goalie interference, is sort of back skating his way into the crease, kind of shimmying his way backwards towards the blue paint area. And while he is in a position battle, they're trying to carve out some ice with Brayden Point. There's some body contact there. There's no push from Brayden Point. You know, he's taking up space, and Tatar is trying to battle for space, and so there's some contact there, but there's no push. So as soon as Tatar enters that blue paint and makes contact with Andre Vasilevsky, now it's crossed the threshold into what should be a black and white interference call. And I think at the end of the day, that's how things were seen. So that's the difference between Sunday's situation against Winnipeg and this situation against the Devils, where one goal was allowed to stand and the other one was overturned, both initiated by Tampa Bay challenges. Now, a 2-0 game is back to a 1-0 game. So there's turning point number one. The next one comes when Anthony Cirelli scores shorthanded. And this was Cirelli and Killorn, Hagel, doing what they've started to really find some chemistry as a PK unit and kind of push the pace. They've created more than a few opportunities here of late on the penalty kill, in terms of shorthanded opportunities. And this one, Eric Chernak gets the puck to Hagel. Hagel busts it up the ice to create a sort of two-on-one. And he enters all the way in the zone, and then he finds Anthony Cirelli in the slot, and Cirelli pulls the puck to his backhand and is able to beat Vitek Vanacek for the goal. If you go back and watch the replay, though, if we saw a Lightning defenseman do what Dougie Hamilton did on that play and trying to defend Anthony Cirelli, we would have a few words to say, because he did not play that very well, did not defend that play very well at all. So all of a sudden, what could have been a 2-0 lead for New Jersey is suddenly a 1-1 game, and the Lightning, who have been prone to lulls in their game over the last little bit, where they would have something go against them and then they would sag and it'd be a little difficult for them to pull out of it. Well, they didn't sag because they got a positive thing go their direction, kind of snapped them out of it a little bit after the goal was taken off the board, and then Cirelli's goal really kind of stemmed the tide and put Tampa Bay back into an even state here with New Jersey. So it's 1-1 after one period, and the overturned goal is a key moment. Cirelli's shorthanded goal, another key moment. The next one came in the second period, and you want to talk about weird periods sometimes, because the Lightning get a 2-on-1, and Brandon Hagel buries a shot on a 2-on-1 with Nikita Kucherov. At that time, I think it was Tampa Bay's first shot on goal of the period. And their expected goal rates, like, they didn't have the puck much. New Jersey didn't swarm them, but, you know, the puck was in Tampa Bay's end for a good portion of the second period to open. But at the time of Hagel's goal, pretty sure their expected goal rates was about 0.1. I think they only had, that might have been their first scoring chance in the period as well. So that's the kind of period it was. The Lightning took advantage of situations. You know, Alex Killorn made it 3-1, again on a hustle play by Brandon Hagel, who fought off a check right inside the blue line, carried it up ice, and dropped it for Alex Killorn, who had all kinds of time and space. We talk about some of the Lightning's coverage sometime, you know, allowing too many open chances from dangerous areas of the ice. This was one that New Jersey gave up all kinds of space as Killorn was able to walk from just inside the blue line into a wide open chance from the hash marks. And that made it 3-1, but that wasn't the turning point. The turning point came late in the second period. The Lightning are up 3-1. They haven't had a ton of opportunities or a ton of chances in the game, in the period, but they were opportunistic and took advantage of them. So it's late in the period, and Nikita Kucherov scores. There was no time left on the clock, but after review, the goal stood, obviously, because it went in time. 0.8 seconds left on the clock when the puck went in. And you want to talk about a backbreaker for any team. And we've seen this with Tampa Bay throughout the years, right? Where they score these last-second goals in periods that, you know, kind of deflate the other team. And it is deflating when you give up a goal like that. So what was a 3-1 game and two-goal leads in today's NHL are not as safe. Not that three-goal leads are safe in today's NHL, but you feel a little bit better about a three-goal lead. So you turn a two-goal lead into a three-goal lead, and then what has to be the most impressive part about this game, this victory for Tampa Bay, came in the third period.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
They put it in lockdown mode. New Jersey is a team that can skate. They like to transition, and they can make dangerous plays with that speed, specifically off the rush. And the Lightning all but suffocated New Jersey in the third period. They finished with 6 shots on goal. Half of those came in the final 4 minutes of the game. So the Lightning just absolutely were not allowing New Jersey to get up ice, to get in the zone, to get set up and create. And that's the sign of a team that we've seen before in closing out games. They're specifically in the playoffs. They are a team that has, you know, that learned to close out games. And different roster this year for sure. You don't have that closer line, quote-unquote, of, You know, the closers used to be Anthony Cirelli, Barclay Goodrow, and Alex Killorn. Those are the three guys, usually late in games, that John Cooper would call on to protect leads. You don't have Barclay Goodrow anymore, but you still have Cirelli and Killorn. But you also have that attitude, right? That close it out mentality from a good portion of this team that has been with them through their two Stanley Cups and, you know, returning to the Stanley Cup final last season. So the mentality is still there, and it's something that has been lacking at times this year. You know, if you want to call it a killer instinct. At the end of the day, it's boring hockey, but if you're the team in the lead, you want boring hockey. Boring hockey means that you're protecting the puck. It means that you're not allowing the opposition to come up ice with speed and not letting them break out of their own zone comfortably. And then you're spending time in the defensive zone or in the offensive zone and not allowing the other team opportunities in your zone. That's almost textbook third period boring play when you're closing out games. And the Lightning are just fine with that. And they did it tonight against a quality opponent. This game, you know, the term measuring stick gets tossed around quite a bit. And the Devils are a team that's had a unexpectedly good year. You know, you can kind of see it. I remember watching the Devils last year when the Lightning played them a few times. And the young talent that they had and how hard they worked, you kind of knew a turnaround might be coming. And they were definitely trending in the right direction. Some goaltending question marks. I don't think any of those have necessarily been answered as good as Vitek Vanacek has been for them this year. Mackenzie Blackwood has been injured. You know, so they still have some question marks about their goaltending moving forward. But you saw the steps forward that they were making. And at this point of the year, where, yeah, they know they're in the playoffs. You know, they had a chance tonight, too, as well, to move into first place in the Metro over Carolina. The two teams are tied in points coming into the night. Carolina won, New Jersey lost, so that kind of changes things. But they had that opportunity. And getting a chance like this late in the year for New Jersey against Tampa Bay, you know how they were looking at it. This is the team that's won two Stanley Cups. They were in the Stanley Cup final last year. Can we do what we've been doing all year against this team? Can we show it against this team? So you get that, right? So that's kind of how New Jersey was looking at things, or at least that's how they should have been looking at things. So their guard should have been up for this. You know, their game should have been up for this. And the Lightning took the game out of them. And for a team that's been criticized fairly over the past couple of weeks for their play, this was a step in a positive direction for Tampa Bay, because, again, the quality of the opponent, the struggles they've had on the road, they came into tonight under 500 on the road on the season, which is unusual, you know, on March the 14th to see this from Tampa Bay, and yet here they were, under 500. So just an impressive performance to be able to do this against a quality opponent, something that a lot of you have been clamoring for. Oh, they can't beat the playoff teams. They can't beat the good teams. They only beat up the teams that are bad. I hear it all the time. It's funny how I didn't hear anything tonight. Quality win against a quality opponent, and, you know, it's a good sign. It still doesn't mean anything. Like, you've heard me. March hockey doesn't mean April hockey. And it's no different whether you win or lose. But I think you like to see it. You like to know that it's still there in them. And I think this game tonight showed you that it's still there in them. Now we'll see what they have on Thursday and see what kind of adjustments both teams make, because you know New Jersey is not going to want to drop both these games against Tampa Bay. And we'll see on the health of Steven Stamkos where things factor in there. But very interesting to see how both teams play now with the second game against each other coming on Thursday back at Prudential Center. And then they'll play a third time on Sunday. Lightning play Montreal on Saturday. But, you know, three of the next four games against the same opponent. Five of the next five games are against the same two opponents, because they'll play Montreal in a week in Montreal as well. So what kind of adjustments will both teams make, and how will things look moving forward for Tampa Bay? Can they carry this over into another performance against a team that is looking for them, looking forward to them, and what they can do with the opportunity now to kind of get things back in a direction? Because look, coming off the five-game winless stretch and everybody kind of pointing to the sky and thinking things were falling, you know, now they're 3-1-1 in their last five. So, you know, they've picked up 6 out of 10 points. Could have had more. Probably should have had more. They probably deserved at least a point out of the Winnipeg game. They probably deserved 2 points against Vegas in that homestand. But it is what it is. But now they're 3-1-1 in their last five. And it's certainly calmed the waters here a little bit as they start to head down into the stretch with fewer and fewer games remaining on the schedule. So, interesting times for Tampa Bay moving forward here down the final stretch. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for me. Thanks for listening as always. If you're not a subscriber to my site, I'll say it again. Only a couple of outlets are covering this team on a regular basis and providing insight and stories and everything else, and I'm one of them at the moment. So if you're not subscribed to my website, use the code PODCAST to sign up for $10 off the first year of a yearly subscription. Just sign that up when you get to the payment, when you enter your payment in, just enter in PODCAST and you'll get $10 off the first year of a yearly subscription. So sign up today if you haven't already. I'll be back on Lightning Radio with Chief on Thursday for the pregame skate show. That'll be at 6 o'clock on the Strike 102.5 HD Channel 2. And, of course, at Lightning Radio 24/7 on the Lightning app. You can find that on the Google Play Store if you have an Android phone, or on the Apple App Store for those who have iPhones. All right, again, Lightning win 4-1 in New Jersey. They're back at it on Thursday against New Jersey, and I'll talk to you then.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.